Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 27th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we prepare these messages each weekday morning. However, as I prepare the podcast now, my wife Brooksine is not able to join me. She's out in nursing home ministry. And also, the message is late today because the internet connection in our home was down this morning. Today's message is titled, The Hard-Working Farmer. The scripture text is actually that very phrase from 2 Timothy 2, verse 6, the hard-working farmer. Living in a farming area, we see the farmers buzzing all around us with huge tractors tilling the soil and planting. Yesterday, all throughout the day, a tractor hauling a humongous manure spreader ran up and down our road. We also drive by farms where the Amish still work the fields with horse teams, or mule teams, actually. We have a neighbor who farms the old-fashioned way, and it's a very interesting sight. One thing is for sure, regardless of the equipment, farmers work very hard. I recall from my childhood when my mom's cousin, a farmer in southern Missouri, would drop by to visit. He wore bib overalls, which was very common for farmers to wear at that time. Brooksine's dad also wore them after he retired from trucking. I actually have a photo on the site today of him sharing a lollipop with a steer when she was about 9 years old. Galen is a farmer friend in my church, and I often greet him by quoting the daily verse. In this portion of Scripture, the Apostle Paul uses three vocations to illustrate the need for diligence in Christian service: the soldier, the athlete, and the farmer. The Bible uses timeless illustrations that span all cultures. After all, we still have soldiers, athletes, and farmers. Virtually anywhere the Bible is read, listeners can identify. Although living in the midst of a farming area makes the third example particularly relevant to me. In fact, one of the first sermons I ever preached was based on this passage. There's a paraphrase that I was studying for this encouragement from the online Bible Gateway that I found interesting the way it introduces the passage. So, my son, throw yourself into this work for Christ. I like that descriptive phrase for zealous service for our Lord. I saw a sign along a rural farm road that caught my attention, and its message brought a chuckle. Don't criticize the farmer with your mouth full. My word of encouragement to you today is to thank God for all who are expressing obedience to God by engaging in productive work that benefits society. This morning, I want to also thank all of you who in one way or another are working in ways that are productive and benefiting me, providing a beneficial product or providing a wholesome service. Before you judge or criticize anyone, particularly farmers, consider the contribution they are making to your life. This is the prayer Brooksine wrote earlier. Father, help us to apply ourselves diligently and enthusiastically to the work you've called us to do. In the midst of the frustrations that accompany our work, may we remember that our work is ultimately and most importantly an act of obedience to you. Thank you for the earthly rewards that come from our physical labors and for the rewards we receive from you for the good that we do. Amen. Well, you can perhaps tell I'm suppressing a cough as I finish this podcast. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. I do have a couple of links, one song actually, but two different sample versions that come to my mind today called Field of Souls. I'm most familiar with it from a CD by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. It was written by Wayne Watson. I was not able to find a full-length song on the web today, but I did find a couple of clips. It's a very upbeat song, reminding us that everybody has an important role and to serve God's work diligently. Also, I have lots of photos up today on the site, several farm photos from our part of the woods, part of the country, as well as a beautiful covered bridge photo that I took last week in southern Lancaster County that I want to share. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and be encouraged.